I know you're familiar with the casino issue in general in Massachusetts. How familiar are you with what's going on here in Springfield?
Well, I've been following it obviously very closely, in part because it's a very important city. The people here who have been opposed are people who I've worked with for a long time. And what happens in this city is very important. And so I've tried to follow it. I mean, I know some of the details, but so I've been trying to keep a pretty good eye on it.
What's going to be your message here tonight?
The message is, look, this is a marathon, not a sprint. In the short term, there's a huge amount of promises, money that is being mobilized to support casinos with all the promises of economic development. I'm just going to ask people to look at the facts, look at the information. The reality is we know that these end up being false promises. It's a failed policy. You look around the country and you see the impact. But right now, it's critical that people express themselves. This, even if the vote is not going to be successful, if you're not going to be successful, there are lots of people around the state watching this. Is there a viable opposition? Are there good reasons to oppose? This isn't arguing that we don't need economic development. We do need economic development. We need it in Western Massachusetts. But this is not the way to go because it is, first of all, the owners will make money, the state will make money. Local businesses, problem gambling, all sorts of mitigating factors will be major costs to Springfield and would be a barrier to future development. Again, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and lots of things have been promised, and the question is what happens if they don't deliver?
A lot of this focus is on this July 16th
right.
Referendum. Obviously, you've got the banner
sure.
here that says vote no, but if the casino proposition in Springfield prevails on the 16th, you say don't give up.
No, absolutely don't give up. First of all, it has to be approved ultimately by the Gambling Commission. It'll be competing proposals. And the way I see the Gambling Commission, it seems to me, is playing this very straight. I mean, they're going to look at, is this real economic development? Are the mitigating factors all met? What about the support? The support's very important. Cities are entitled to speak. There's no question about that. But that's not the end of the game. The end of the game is this a viable, credible, legitimate proposal that will meet the goals of economic development? And that's the challenge. And more importantly, overall, there are lots of places around the state people are giving real serious consideration to a major statewide referendum to repeal this. So this is just the beginning. It's important. We'd like to win. But at the end of the day, this is a long haul.
You've obviously run some political campaigns, certainly. What advice do you have from a political standpoint? You're going up against an opponent that is well-financed, right. well-organized, experienced in this sort of thing, against people that are basically amateurs here.
This is, to some extent, the story of politics in America. This is the people versus money. This is the people versus corporate America. Of course MGM is going to support. They're going to make a ton of money. No matter what happens, they win. Here the question is, will the people's voice really be able to be heard? I mean, are we really going to have a legitimate expression of people really supporting a major casino or opposition? So it's also not a coincidence we're having this election in mid-July. We also just saw a statewide election for a major United States Senate seat, got 25% of the vote. It's clear that the goal here is not to encourage a broad vote, not to encourage a broad wholesale community-wide, even region-wide vote. It's do it right now in the middle of the summer when we can use our money, our influence, and drive this debate and win that election. So this is not an accident, but again, this is just the beginning. And I think that my major message to people is democracy is not a spectator sport. You've got to get involved. This is going to affect you one way or the other, and it's crucial that the people speak.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you think casinos are coming to Massachusetts? Is it too late to stop them?
I don't think it's too late to stop them. What we know as a fact is that the more people know, the more resistance there is. In general, people may not oppose it, but look at the communities around the state. Each time it comes to each community, yes, you see a pressure to support it, but who's supporting it? The industry, the people they support, the political establishment. But you see every place you see, citizen groups, the people, broad-based coalitions of people who look at the costs, not just the benefits, who look at the reality. Look at Atlantic City. Look at Eastern Connecticut. Look at Chicago. Look at Las Vegas. Look at the revenues that have been lost and say, this is not a good bet for Massachusetts.